to the Vatican now, where hours ago, Pope Francis publicly discussed a controversial meeting of bishops that just wrapped up. The meeting ended without consensus on what the church should say about gays or whether to give communion to divorced and remarried Catholics. So was this a setback for the popular pope or simply the start of a larger discussion? ABC's David Wright is here. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dan. Clearly, a 2,000-year-old church doesn't change overnight. Even when the pope clearly wants to welcome back what he calls the lost sheep of his flock, gays and lesbians and divorced Catholics, we're hoping for more. In his closing speech to the Synod of Bishops, Pope Francis exhorted them once again to welcome the lost sheep. Go find them, he said. The bishops gave him a standing ovation. But the final document they approved after 2 weeks of debate toned down the tone of acceptance of previous drafts. In the first draft, paragraph 55 was titled Welcoming Homosexual Persons. It noted that gays and lesbians have gifts and qualities to offer the Christian community. That phrase is out of the final document. The word welcoming changed to giving pastoral attention. The final report reaffirms the church's opposition to same-sex marriage and notes simply that discrimination against gays is to be avoided. Even that much was controversial. The Vatican took the unusual step of revealing the vote count for every paragraph.
In the name of transparency, we wanted you to see everything.
Paragraph 55, one of three that fell short of the two-thirds majority normally required. The other two dealt with Catholics who have been divorced and remarried. Pope Francis has been pushing the boundaries on these issues. A few weeks back, he married couples who've been living out of wedlock. And on one of his first papal flights, a reporter asked about gay Catholics. He replied, "Who am I to judge?"
Even if not all the bishops are on his page right now, I think that over time, he's going to gain support.
The vast majority of these bishops were appointed by Pope Benedict or Pope John Paul. Next year, when this synod reconvenes, it's likely that many more of them will have been appointed by Pope Francis.
So change could be coming.
Slowly but surely.
Yes, it's an old institution. David, thank you. Appreciate it.